Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Well, if you're like me, occasionally you've picked up one of the gay rags, and particularly a Sydney one, and you've been flicking through the back pages and you've seen a guy who advertises himself as the Naked Barber. His name is Richard Savvy. He's in town at the moment for AWOL, a week of leather at the Lead Hotel, which is where I'm at right now, and he is with us. Richard, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Richard, how did this come about, this Naked Barber carry-on?
Believe it or not, like most great ideas, drunk at a dinner party. I guess I've been hairdressing since I was 15 and travelled the world with it, done a lot of different stuff with it, including having my own salon, doing photo shoots, working on TV and doing commercials. And finally, I kind of got a bit bored, I guess. And my flatmates at a dinner party were kind of having a bit of a go at me about being a bit bored and slacking myself, and I just dropped out of my mouth. What else could I do to keep this kind of lifestyle and finance that I was on but do it naked and be the Naked Barber?
So did it take a while to take off, or did it, was that, tell us about the evolution of the Naked Barber, because you've been doing it for how many years now?
I'm going into my fifth year now, so yeah, which is quite impressive. I must say it's the longest time I've ever kept a job. But like most things, you really have to stick at it and give it a really good crack, so to speak. At first, probably gave me more fame than fortune. I used to hear left, right and centre from my friends, hearing people talking about me, trying to work out what the hell I was. Am I an escort? Is this guy for real? Is he a real hairdresser? All those kind of little things flying around the table without too many people booking in. But then I got a gig at Saddle Bar, which was a men's bar that they started to try on Sydney, on Oxford Street. There I was doing buzz cuts and scrotum shaving on stage. I guess by that time, people started getting to know me face to face, meeting me, finding out that I was the real deal. And yeah, from there, slowly but surely, like all businesses, they take your time, but you stick at them. And yeah.
Well, here at A Week of Leather here in at the Lead, you're doing public work, but are you doing private work as well? And what's the difference for you?
The difference in my public work to my private work is a big difference, actually. I don't actually do naked work publicly.
Right.
So my private work is a lot more kinkier. It's obviously private, so it's between two people or me and another couple. And I'm fully naked or in fetish gear for my private work. That is the Naked Barber business, is my private work. When it comes to more my pub cuts, I call them. That's just more of a social event. It gets me to be involved with more of the public in that, considering the fact I do a lot of private work, so I feel like I'm working with a team again.
It's a bit of a marketing tool too, I guess.
You could say that.
Now tell me, if you are doing it naked, is it strictly non-sexual, or are you a registered escort? How does it all work?
Well, it depends what you call it. Sexual. No, if you mean penetration and all that is not involved. Sometimes, you just have to tug a bit and it's done and it's a happy ending, so it doesn't really have to be much work on mine. I even find with my scrotum shaving, a lot of guys blow before I've even finished. So if you want to call that sexual or, you know, anything like that, yeah, I guess it is. But when it comes to being an escort, I'm definitely not.
Yeah. Okay, so it's like a massage with a happy ending, but it's a haircut with a happy ending.
Yeah, or, you know, having a lap dance kind of person, but they're cutting your hair or grooming you instead. So I call it more erotic grooming.
So how much of your clientele is repeat business and how much is it just either special occasion stuff or, you might get someone once or twice a year?
Look, a lot of it's probably 50-50.
Okay.
I could not keep on going if I don't have my regular clientele. And I guess the best thing too is, as much as I'm a novelty act, I'm actually really good at what I do. So people keep on coming back for more. Once you get sick and tired of the nakedness or whatever, you're still getting a good job no matter what. So people come in for that. But I'd say 50-50.
And a lot of your public work involves your patrons being really the centrepiece rather than you.
Yeah, that gives them away, I guess, to, people get off on being watched. Yeah. I know I do, obviously. I wouldn't have started this business. So it gives them a chance to feel what I feel in my business, I guess, and have a bit of an audience.
Well, it certainly is a novelty, but it also clearly, for you to sustain it this long, is delivering a need.
Yeah, most definitely. I see it as a need for most guys. In most ways, I guess you could probably look at it too. You go to most beauticians and that to get mainly waxing and that, especially in your genital areas and your private areas. And you could end up with a female doing it or an apprentice doing it or anything like that. At least you've got a male that understands what a male wants. But not only that, you've also got that thing where you're naked as well and you probably feel uncomfortable being naked in front of another man that's closed or in front of another woman or young woman. But I'll be naked with you, so it kind of takes that edge off, so you feel more comfortable, and I hope that I've got that presence, or I know I've got that presence, to make someone feel a lot more comfortable in that, in the situation that we're in.
Well, you are here for a week of leather at the Laird Hotel. We should get the plug in. How can people make a booking to see you?
Best way is probably to give me a call, and I do accept text messages as well. You can Google me, The Naked Barber, and send me an email. The link's all on my website at thenakedbarber.com.au.
Richard Savvy, good luck with a week of leather, and thank you for joining us on Joy.
Thank you very much, Dean.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.